very historical and member of the city located in Iraq, called Gergla. Gergla is no ordinary city like any other city. Gergla is a place of buried memories and thoughts of our beloved imams. Gergla is also one of the most holy cities in Islam. Imam Hussein al-Islam left Medina on the 28th Rajab and arrived in Mecca on Thursday. In 15th Ramadan, he sent his ministry, Hajj al-Muslim ibn Abiyah, to Kufa, following the numerous letters he had received from the Prophet. During the Hajj season, Imam Hussein al-Islam became aware of the nefarious plot to kill him in Mecca. So he left Mecca and went to Abiyah as a pilgrimage of preparing to go to the plains of Arq. Imam Hussein al-Islam decided to go to Kufa on the strength of the letters he had received from Hajj al-Muslim, indicating support and cause of the people who were in need of danger from the tyrannies of Yazid and the Umayyads. The journey from Mecca that eventually ended in Gergla, or called Nineveh, took the Imam through 24 stopovers, one of which was the Labaya. When Imam Hussein al-Islam was going toward Kufa, Hazrat Khur, the commander-in-chief of Yazid's army, stopped him in the middle of his journey. Hazrat Khur told Imam Hussein al-Islam about Yazid's command. Yazid wanted Imam Hussein to accept him as his caliph, or the Imam could not continue his journey from Shabbat. Imam Hussein al-Islam opposed this, and with his army of around 70 men, including women and children, he faced Yazid's army of around 1,000 men. In this battle, Imam Hussein al-Islam was martyred. Gergla teaches us Muslims to follow the path of our imams, and also teaches us how much our religion is. When it comes to the conclusion of the story of Gergla, we all should understand how much our imam sacrificed for the continuation of Islam. A poem about Gergla. Then the pride of Hashim drove back from the river, and the tyrants made sure that he did not deliver. They cut off his arms, but his spirit was set, so the arrow hit the back when the eyes got flat. The Labas from the horse went on hands for support, then Hussein rushed ashore for our brothers and sisters. Those children waited for the patients were told, and the thirst in the calf was 3 days long. Soon upward came down with the spear in his chest, for the father had to pull so severe as he touched. He was an image of the Prophet and the life of Hussein. He was a vision of a mother in the eyes of Hussein. Now the leader was alone as he called for the help, then a baby fell down and responded. This thirsty pure infant was the son of Imam, who acknowledged his father and the call of Imam. Thus Hussein brought him frozen water in the pool and showed them baby's dried lips in the field. But the 6 months old got an arrow so thick that turned him over and tore his leg. Ali Asker went to sleep with his father and old dear, with a cradle on fire and their head on a spear. And the mother's empty hand with tear-dried eyes, who looked for a baby to sing about. And his sister by the hand saw the horror of this trip as a knife